A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will never forget the first time that I saw a dead body. Now, mind you, not, you know, the kind that you see in the funeral home that the mortician has done up nicely with the makeup and everything. No, I mean a real dead body. It was the weekend. I was interning at the hospital as a chaplain, and my classmate had called me in. She was on call. The patient's family was Catholic. They wanted somebody in uniform to pray over the body. You know how it goes. I went over and I greeted the family, and they had had enough. They went home, and we went back, and I'm admitting to a crime here. My classmate, she opened the coroner's bag because it was a sudden case, a relatively young woman. And there she was, the gray skin, the blue lips, the whole deal. And it was at that moment that I realized that we forget how dead really is. Why am I saying this? Am I just being macabre? For Paul, when he says that without Christ we are dead in our transgressions, this was not an abstract concept. Right? It wasn't a metaphor that was out there. This was something that people had to deal with in the course of their daily life. You know, we have certain advantages as Catholics. We are baptized as infants, right? So this idea of not yet being in Christ is something that is only part of us for a very short period of our lives. And the advantage of that is that we can't take credit for it, right? I can no more take credit for my baptism and my being born again in Christ any more than I can take credit for being born the first time from my mother's womb. But there's also a disadvantage there, is that because we don't remember being born again in Christ, that we tend to focus on the other stuff, of all the stuff that we were able to do over the course of our lives. And so while intellectually we're good Dominicans, right, we would say, of course I'm not a Pelagian or a semi-Pelagian, right? Regardless of whether we may be strict disciples of Banez or John of St. Thomas or Garrigou Lagrange or whomever, right, we would say certainly that it is only by grace that we have been saved, right? Yes and no. I think the reality is, as much as we might admit that intellectually, on a spiritual level, there is a little Pelagian inside every one of us. I think we want, especially religious, right? We want to look at the things that we were able to do in ministry, or the relationships that we are able to build, or the compliments that we get from people, whatever the case might be. And we want to point to that. And we want to say, I did that. I can boast for that. I can take credit for that. And maybe it's, okay, God gave me the grace, but it's God gave me the grace because he knew that I would make good use of it, right? Or God gave me the grace because of the things that I had already done. And of course, we all know that's nonsense. The way I see it, the problem with Pelagianism is not so much that it has too high a view of human nature, it's that it has too low a view of human salvation. If salvation is about being nicer people, being better versions of ourselves, and getting along and serving people and doing good things, Well, then sure, fine, whatever. You can say that I built that. But the reality is that salvation is much more than that. Because just as we were dead in our sins before Christ, that means that salvation is something more unlike that than we could ever imagine. That it is not just being a better person, but it is a participation in the very life and nature of the Trinity. It's maybe that's the fundamental difference between being a Christian and not being a Christian. It's not so much what we do, but it's who we are. Especially during this time of Lent, when it's so easy to be focusing on what we are doing, let's take some time to focus on who we are being.
Dear God,